What? No, I am not Hello Kitty. My name is Tobe, and it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. Hooray. Why am I plucking that? I don't know. What's happening? Got my Shruti box right here, too. Yeah. But wait, why am I messing with this stuff? Why am I playing around with my toys? What's happening? What's going on here? Did I mention this is the Dubious Goals Committee? I believe I did. And why am I hanging around up here? We need to, one, go find the tea. Two, we need to engage in Saturday-type activities, because today's Saturday, right? Yeah, okay. So the first thing we need to do is look out the window, see what the weather is like. Doesn't look horrible. It's windy, but it's not raining. It did rain a little bit last night for a while, but wind. We don't like wind. Well, actually, I love wind because wind is critical for such activities as flying a kite, sailing a boat, doing all kinds of stuff. Oh, and Manchester City just scored to draw even. Oh, that's too bad. Oh my God, Bournemouth won. Hoo-hoo. Right, so it's Saturday. I'm watching some football and generally just hanging out, wearing my sweatshirt, because when I woke up, I thought, oh, I bet it's a little bit cold and I don't want to mess up my back. So I put on a sweatshirt, and I've pretty much come to the conclusion that my back spasm problem is completely and utterly caused by being too cold when I sleep. Does that make any sense? Is that possible? But it's weird, because I always feel very warm when I sleep, and I always think, geez, it's almost too hot to be sleeping. But, you know, yeah, I realize that's weird. What to do? I don't know. But I've been good for the last couple days. My back has been, you know, normal. I haven't worn my back brace in a day or two. And although my back is a little sore right now, I don't think I'm going to put my back brace on. Instead, I'm going to engage in the activity that heals me the most. We're going to engage in some healing techniques. Why is there kitty fluff on my teacup right there? Okay, time to drink tea. I'm feeling better already. I'm healed. Or at least moderately so. I like drinking tea. Oh yeah, it's so delicious. Oh, and now there's an injury, and, well, let's just punch the game in here.
Championship material.
Very loud crowd.
And Valerie eventually will give way to Kevin Danzo. And Danzo has an interesting backstory in the sense that he was born in Austria to Ghanaian parents and moved to Milton Keynes, age 6.
Actually, that is interesting. Born in Austria and then moved to Milton Keynes. Did he play for Milton Keynes too? Oh, I laugh to myself. But I should note to all my listeners in Milton Keynes, I am a huge fan of the Milton Keynes Dons. So, you know, do not come to where I live and beat me up. I am not disrespecting Milton Keynes in any way. All right, so yeah, there's some football going on. And I'm actually just waiting for the game I want to see, which comes on here in about, about an hour from right now, as a matter of fact. About 58 minutes from now. So that's great. Pretty happy about that. But guess what else is on? And this was making me happy last night because I watched... oh, of course, and it's this scene. I watched Duck Soup last night, and now Night at the Opera is on. Wow. And it's this famous scene where Groucho's opening the trunk in the, what do they call them? Not staterooms. You know, in his boat cabin room, his boat hotel room. And out jumps Chico and Chico's buddy. And all kinds of wacky stuff is about to ensue. So let's punch this in, and we'll call it a review for the sake of copyright issues. And there's Harpo in the drawer of the trunk.
That can't be my shade. My shade doesn't snore.
Shh. Don't wake him up. He's got insomnia. He's trying to sleep it off.
That's as grisly a looking object as I've ever seen. Well, get him up out of there.
Harpo.
Safely sleeping.
How to do physical comedy.
Well, I wish you fellas had explained this thing to me.
Well, it's a very simple. You see, Ricardo's in love with Rosa. Rosa, she go to New York. We want to go to New York too, but we got no money, so we hide in the trunk.
Well, if you've got no money, what are you going to do in New York?
Well, I can sing. There must be some place for me to work. Besides, I can be near Rosa. That's the main thing. Oh, you won't give us away, will you, Mr. Driftwood?
No, but you fellas have got to get out of here. I've got a date with a lady in a few minutes, and you know the old saying, two's company and five's a crowd.
We go, but first we want something to eat. We don't eat all day. We're hungry.
Well, we'll discuss the food situation later.
We get a food or we don't go.
I know I never should have met you fellas. All right, but you've got to promise this grandma right after you've eaten.
All right.
Now I'll go and get the steward. And you fellas be quiet. Remember, you're stowaways.
All right. We're not saying nothing.
All right. Now just put that bag of Jell-O over here, eh?
The Jell-O reference.
Wouldn't
nice.
It be simpler if you just had him stuffed?
He's no olive.
Now I'll go and get the steward and... Say, is this the door of the room or am I in the trunk?
Oh, over here.
Be all right,
now.
So now they start shuffling
don't
the trunk
around.
Don't
make any noise.
We not say nothing.
Get the steward. Steward.
My name is Tobe, not Stuart. So, yeah, we got a little Marx Brothers going on today. I'm a big Marx Brothers fan. I will take the Marx Brothers over... where was I going with this? My mind just went blank. Over the Three Stooges. I also prefer the Stones to the Beatles. Vanilla over chocolate. Cats to dogs. And many, many others. But for the sake of copyright fair use compliance, let's review this film. A Night at the Opera is a funny film with the Marx Brothers. And it's probably directed by Herman J. Mankiewicz. Let's check here. We'll pull up the information. Dun, 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 scrolling down. No, directed by Sam Wood. Well, it was probably produced by Herman J. Mankiewicz. Also starring Kitty Carlisle. Woohoo! what do I think? I think this is a fun movie. It's black and white, which makes it art. Also, it is funny, which makes it comedy, art. Groucho's running around in his morning coat, striped trousers, and a square-cut tie. Back then, man, this guy's just suave. Everybody's got their typical costume on. Look at Chico. He's always being hilarious. Okay, so now the five guys, the four... Wait, how many are in there now? Oh, yeah, there's only four of them in the room. But now the two women come in to bring in some towels. And hence... begins the most famous scene in Marx Brothers history. Oh my God. When they're all in the cabin. And right now there's five people, six people. Pretty soon the stewards show up with the food. It becomes a riot of physical humor. Plus they got this giant trunk. Okay, yeah, here comes the next guy.
Also, we're going to eat, so.
You know, if it wasn't for Gottlieb, I wouldn't have got this room.
And now the plumber comes in.
Yes?
Did you want a manicure?
No, come on in.
The manicurist shows up.
I hadn't planned on a manicure, but I think on a journey like this, you ought to have every convenience you can get.
There are now eight people
in
this room.
I'm getting the manicure. Get out of here, will you?
Did you want your nails long or short?
You better make them short. It's getting kind of crowded in here.
I'll say.
I don't know. This isn't the way I pictured an ocean voyage. I always visualized myself sitting in a steamer chair with a steward bringing me bouillon.
Come on, Ricardo.
You couldn't get any bouillon in here unless they brought it in through a keyhole.
I'm the engineer's assistant.
You know, I had a premonition you were going to show up.
And this guy's large.
He's right over there in the corner. You can chop your way right through. Say, is it my imagination or is it getting crowded here?
Well, I got plenty of room.
Shtick. It's a shtick. We're doing physical comedy. Look at all these people in this tiny room, and they're all very, very busy, and they're all accidentally hindering each other. That's just good comedy. And the charwoman shows up. How many people we got in this room now? 11? I can't even count them all, because they're hiding each other. All right, here comes the food. There's four stewards, or waiters. How are they going to get them all in here? Nobody knows. So, to further our review, this is an old movie. It's in black and white. It has a peculiar aspect ratio. And it's awesome. And that's my review of A Night at the Opera, starring the Marx Brothers. It's good stuff. Oh. Very similar to this tea. Mm-hmm. Delicious. Okay. Let's put that over there. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee might be curious as to how my war against the mouse is going. And I think it's going pretty good. If you're unfamiliar with the concept, I have a mouse in my house, and I recently made the decision to smoke him out. I'm using psychological warfare against the mouse. I'm trying to inflict enough mental damage, or I'm trying to induce enough fear to scare the mouse away from my house so he will leave. And my strategy for doing this is twofold. Both tactics of this strategy are based on smell. Smells that are hardwired into mice brains to give them fear, to give them the autonomic nervous response to flee, to kick in the adrenaline and get the hell out. And what have I been using? Smoke and cat pee. Yeah. See, this seems logical, doesn't it? I mean, if you were a mouse and, you know, you smelled the smells of your greatest predator, wouldn't you leave? That's what I've been doing. I've been taking little cans of, like chicken or tuna cans. Imagine a tuna can or small plastic cups and stuff. And every time my cat uses the litter box, I go in and I scoop up all the kitty tinkle cakes and I put them in cups. And then I've been setting them in strategic spots in my basement and in a couple of other strategic places where I think the thing can smell, because that damn mouse can get into the mantle of my fireplace. And so I put one of the cups right over there where I've been hearing him scratch, so I hope he can smell the cat pee now. I've also been burning a lot of incense. and I mean kind of a lot. Especially in my basement, so that the smoke will waft up into the walls. There's a couple of places in my basement, and I've got this very convenient shelf, and the smoke just rises up into the walls. And that seems to have kept the mouse. I've been doing this a couple days, and this has seemed to have kept the mouse out of this wall that's right behind me, out of the ceiling here, out of other places. But I think I've been hearing the mouse in the garage wall. So, yeah, gotta keep up this strategy. Gotta keep plugging away. And the upside to all this is that now my house, well, it smells like a lot of temples that I've been to. Yeah, it smells like, well, more like a Hindu temple than like a Buddhist or a Taoist temple. But there's also this sort of underlying vibe of Guanyin. You know, we've got that temple to Guanyin down the street. Well, it's kind of further down the street than I'd like to admit. It's a couple miles away, but it's very similar to the incense that they have. So I'm happy because my house is very templar, templesque, temploid right now. Smells yummy. Sandalwood and exotic resinoids. Yeah, I've been burning that new incense. Anybody who listened to yesterday's show knows that I went to the store down the street, which is literally down the street, to get some of my rose-flavored dupe. And I found new kind of fancy, super-duper Bhutanese incense. And it's pretty good. I like it. It's very subtle. It's not super harsh. It's mellow, and it's not... On the smell frequency, you know, you have high-frequency smells and low-frequency smells. This is a pretty low-frequency sort of thing. Does that make any sense? Am I the only person in the world who thinks of smells as frequencies? Probably. Synesthesia. It's an interesting concept. And I know what you're thinking. Now, Tobe, if you're synesthetic, do you see sounds as colors? Do you see sounds as colors? And I hate people who say that. I hate synesthetics that just go with the flow. Oh, yeah. You know, how do I know you're telling the truth? How do I know you're not just lying? But yeah, for me, sounds are not colors. To me, sounds and frequencies and timbres are a physical location along a three- or four-dimensional matrix that seems to be somewhere behind my head, because every time I turn around, I can't see it. I also can't see it in mirrors, which leads me to believe that, well, maybe it doesn't have right-left symmetry. I'm not sure. One thing I am fairly convinced of, however, is that tea is awesome. I love drinking tea. All right, so I think it's about time we went to our musical interlude for the day. And what do I feel like listening to today? Well, I still need plenty of flavor. And, you know, playing with my Shruti box a little bit earlier got me thinking about reeds. Now I got that reed sound in my head. And I'm thinking I might want to hear some kind of music that has a harmonium solo in it. And that means Bhangra. Of course it means Bhangra. This is Heavyweight Bhangra by Rajit Wawa.
ਭੰਗੜਾ ਪਾਉਗਾ ਹੈਵੀ ਵੇਟ ਬੱਲੀਏ ਨੀ ਹੱਥ ਮਾਰ ਕੇ ਪੱਟਾਂ ਦੇ ਭੰਗੜਾ ਪਾਉਗਾ ਹੈਵੀ ਵੇਟ ਬੱਲੀਏ ਨੀ ਹੱਥ ਮਾਰ ਕੇ ਪੱਟਾਂ ਦੇ ਓ ਚੜਗੀ ਜਵਾਨੀ ਵੇਖ ਅੱਗ ਵਰਗੀ ਨੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਗੱਭਰੂ ਜੱਟਾਂ ਦੇ ਪੱਟਾਂ ਦੇ ਹੱਟਾਂ ਦੀ ਅੱਜ ਕੁੜੀਆਂ ਹੱਟਾਂ ਦੇ ਭੰਗੜਾ ਪਊਗਾ ਹੈਵੀ ਵੇਟ ਬੱਲੀ ਹੈਨੀ ਹੱਥ ਮਾਰ ਕੇ ਪੱਟਾਂ ਦੇ
And I love that sweet harmonium solo in there. Yeah, just too cool. Can't get enough. That was Ranjit Bawa. Oh, love that guy. He's cool. And just out of curiosity, why do I not live in Punjab? Or Kerala, at least? Does any of this make any sense? Why am I stuck in the town that I live in? It never has bothered me until recently. Is it because I've pretty much experienced everything my town has to offer? Yeah, that possibility exists. But then again, all possibilities exist now, don't they? That's why they're called possibilities. Ugh. I'm being illogical. Yeah, in fact, I think I want to keep dancing here, so maybe we need to do some more of this cool music. I'm pushing the wrong button. See, that's why we're not getting the music. You have to push the right button to begin with. Is this the right button? Is that the right button? Yes.
ਸਾਰੇ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਪੁਗਾ ਦਾਂਗੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਗੁੱਟ ਨੂੰ ਕਲਾ ਸਰਦਾਰ
ਕੋਈ ਯਾਦ ਨਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਨੀ ਯਾਦ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਸਾਰੇ ਪੈਰ ਜੱਟੀਏ ਨੀ ਤੇਰੀ ਬਿੱਲੀ ਅੱਖ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਲਾਲੀ ਬਣੀ ਗੱਲ ਤੋਂ ਕਰਾਉ ਕੋਈ ਕਾਰੇ ਲੈ ਬਲੇ ਬਲੈਕ ਚੱਲੀ ਤੇਰੀ ਹਾਂ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਕਿਨਾਰੇ ਲੈ ਬਲੇ ਬਲੈਕ ਚੱਲੀ
So awesome. I love this, but I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, isn't this a little bit overproduced for you? Just a little bit? And I'd have to say, well, kinda. No, yes, maybe. But it just sounds so cool, and it makes me realize what's missing in my life. You know, I just don't have enough Punjabi friends. What's missing in my life is somebody calling me up in the middle of the day. I answer the phone, hello? And then, you know, it's, you know, David Singh or whoever calling me up saying, Tobe, get your zook, get your ass over here. We're making new Bhangra music, and then we're going to record it. We need you to play on it, and then we're going to do this coordinating dance that my girlfriend made up, and we're going to dance in the street for 4 hours. And then I would say, yeah, okay, I'll be there in 10 minutes. And then I put on my socks, grab my zook, jump in the car, and go dance in the street to the sound of dolls and other awesome stuff. Anyway, I'd love to tell you more about it, but you're out of luck. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I got a football game to watch. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
I wanted to see what would happen.